A woman named Arwa disputed with Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala an regarding some part of his house. He radiallahu ta'ala an said, give this piece of land to her. I heard the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the one who takes even hand span of land unjustly, he will be made to wear a garland of 7 earths on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. After this, he radiallahu ta'ala supplicated, O Allah Almighty, if she is lying, then make her blind and make her grave in the same very house. So he made this supplication. The narrator says, I saw that woman had turned blind. She used to look for walls by touching them from her hands and used to say, I have been made to face the curse of Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala an. Finally, one day, she fell in the well while walking in the house and died, and the same well became her grave. The Islamic brothers, did you see the worst consequences, devastating consequences of lying? What a painful and admonitory death a woman faced due to lying. My dear Islamic brothers, let's see what Quran talks about lying. Allah Almighty states in Ayah 105 of Surah An-Nahl, Part 14, إِنَّمَا يَفْتَرِ الْكَذِبَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَاذِبُونَ. Only those who do not believe in Allah's verses attribute false allegation, and only they are liars. Under this ayah, it is mentioned in Tafsir Hazim, the ayah refutes the false accusation of disbelievers, which they used to say against the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and that he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam made Quran himself. This was a false allegation. The non-believers, they used to say against Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So this ayah is refuting. The summary of this ayah is that lying and slandering are indeed the acts of faithless people. So this attribute, this quality is not the quality of believers. Lying is the trait and quality of disbelievers. Why Muslims are doing? Why we believers are doing this? Renowned commentator of Holy Quran, Imam Fakhruddin Razi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, states, this ayah is a strong proof upon the fact that lying is the biggest sin amongst all major sins. Lying is a sign of weakness of faith. Lying is such an epidemic that is spreading rapidly in our society. And the Islamic brothers, we need to save ourselves from this disease. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, speaking truth is indeed an act of righteousness. An act of righteousness leads to paradise. And lying is a sin, and sin leads to hell. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, lying indeed leads towards sin, and sin leads towards the hell. And undoubtedly, a person keeps lying to the extent that he becomes an extremely great liar in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Lying is also one of the ways of evil use of tongue. A liar not only becomes disagreed among people by losing his trust. One time we'll trust a person if he's lying, maybe 2 times, 3 times. But once a person, he knows he is a liar, the people, they don't trust him anymore. They don't believe him anymore. So a person, he loses his trust, his image among the people, in front of his family, amongst his colleagues, friends. The Islamic brothers, further listen. Sayyidina Imam Abdul Rahman ibn Jawzi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states that when a believer lies without a shari reason, then something possessing foul smell emanates from his mouth to the extent that it reaches arsh. Allahu Akbar. The Islamic brothers, when a person tells a lie, a foul smell emerges from his mouth, and where does it reach? To arsh of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allahu Ghani. The arsh bearing angels curse him 80,000 angels along with them curse him, and 80 sins are written in his account. When a person lies once, how many times daily we lie? We don't even know that what we are saying is a lie or not. We just say it. It is stated in Blessed Fatawa Razawiyya Sharif. Lying and backbiting are inner diseases. Therefore, this foul smell which is produced from the mouth of a liar, angels that protect him distance themselves from him.